Rachel Lindeen is the event coordinator for the Greater Burlington Partnership and Downtown Partners, Inc., and she is joining me today. She's talking about, well, the forecast for today is 10 below, right?
That's right. So today kicks off 10 below in downtown Burlington. Everything, it's kind of a retail event. It used to be called Sidewalk Sales. Rebranded this year to be 10 below. Merchants are putting everything out on the sidewalk will be $10 or less.
Wow. Okay. So bargains galore.
Bargains galore downtown. And that runs today, tomorrow, through Saturday. So it's a 3-day event, 10 below in downtown Burlington.
It's a real busy weekend too, isn't it?
It's jam-packed.
Yeah,
so
let's say, you know, we obviously this afternoon, it's Thursday, 4:30 to 7:30, it's the Jefferson Street Farmers Market.
That's right, and we actually have a special event planned today. We're calling it Friends and Family Day. So the Art Center is hosting a chalk walk.
What is
crosswalk. It's such a tongue twister.
Okay, what is
painting
it?
Demonstration.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it took a few minutes to get it out.
Okay.
Paul Bishop and the horses will be there. There's going to be some face painting. Two Rivers Bank and Trust is hosting a spin the wheel for free prizes. And some of the stuff on the prizes are from our farmers market merchants. So you may get a dozen year of corn, or you could get a free cookie. So it could be about anything.
I'm guessing sweet corn still is a pretty popular commodity.
Yeah,
right?
And my advice is to get down there early because they've been selling out of sweet corn by 6 or 6:30, and we have 4 or 5 vendors that are bringing excellent local sweet corn.
I'm guessing just about everything. A lot of tomatoes too are out there.
Tomatoes. We're starting to see some melons, and as always, there's local eggs, local honey.
Lots of berries. I'm guessing. Too.
Lots of berries, blueberries. I've actually seen some black raspberries.
Oh,
so
okay.
Those were thin, but I'm a fan.
I'm a big fan of blueberries myself. And strawberries.
Strawberries are a little past by now, but
yeah, that's right. They are usually earlier in the season. Aren't
they? I'll tell you, I had one of the best cantaloupe I've had in a very long time that I got down.
Oh,
so the melons are
out too.
They're starting. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, then there's the local baked goods. We have a gluten free baker this year, so. There's something for everyone. There's live music tonight with Carrie Bloomer. So, I also left out there's going to be a dunk tank.
Oh, a dunk tank.
So, yeah, come and, like, get your favorite person in that dunk tank.
And maybe you yourself will want to be in there. I don't know. Yeah,
no.
You are not going to be.
Not my thing. But
okay.
I would gladly dunk you.
Okay.
Just teasing.
Well, gee, thanks a lot. Okay. Anyway, well, that's going on today, 4:30 to 7:30. That continues through September. By the way, you've got also, I know that there are a lot of the vendors that take the senior nutrition coupon vouchers and also
correct.
The WIC, Women's, Infants, and Children's vouchers.
And, you know, in addition to that, we've had the Master Gardeners and one of our vendors, Homestead, are collecting gleaning produce, and they're taking it to our local low-income housing. There's 4 that they've committed to this year, and each week a new housing place gets fresh produce.
Wow. So it's going to be a big day.
It's going to be a great day.
Let's hope the weather will cooperate.
That's right.
And let everything happen. Okay, well, the Very Vintage Market is back. It's back on Saturday. It's going to be, you told me how many vendors there are, and it's astonishing.
Yep. So this Saturday is the 3rd Very Vintage Market in downtown Burlington. We have 125 vendors that, you know, I kind of relate it to American Pickers meets Fixer Upper, those popular television shows. There's great food. Our local merchants will be, open and excited to have everybody downtown. Last year, we're estimating we had about 6,000 people in attendance. And with the weather looking perfect for Saturday, I think we're going to beat that. So it'll be jam-packed.
And the term vintage means typically that you are, if you're looking for high-quality items and a variety of unusual and sometimes antique items or things that you would not find generally. Yeah, it's going to be like, it's sort of like a giant sale, but only the good stuff is left.
Exactly. And, you know, we do a lot. The other popular part of it is the repurposed if you will, where someone might take your old, ugly end table and make it into something cute and fantastic, freshen it up with a cool coat of paint or do a cool design on it. So you won't be bored. There's a lot of handmade, like jewelry, some handmade, like baby clothes and quilts too. You're right. The old antique stuff that maybe your grandfather's had in their garage.
That's right. But only the best.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like company is coming, so we get the best out, and we and the rest is that's put in the back. Okay.
Yep. So 9 to 4 this Saturday in downtown. If you're on Facebook,
and it'll cover the entire downtown.
It does. We'll go from Main Street to 6th Street with a little loop around the Third Valley and Fourth Street.
Wow.
I'd highly recommend you to check out A Very Vintage Market on Facebook. There's a map of all the vendors, and more importantly, we've also posted a parking map.
All right. Well, it's the forecast for the weekend is 10 below.
That's right.
And the Very Vintage Market should be hopefully having it. The weather looks to be fantastic for that. So whatever you're doing, go to downtown Burlington.
Exactly. We'll see you there.